بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا، رحمة للعالمين، أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد.
والصلاة والسلام على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم كن وليك حجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا مناصرا ودليلا معينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد وارحمهم وعجل فرجهم. اما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. All praise and glory belongs to Allah, the creator of this universe, the one out of his mercy and compassion honored human being by sending and choosing the best of his creations for the purpose of for them to become role models, for them to come and guide humanity, for them to become a representative of Allah, a representative in all of his qualities. The beings who were the mirror that reflected the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the darkest of darkest times and towards the most wretched people, towards the most pious people, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless of what the human being's condition was, regardless what the time was, the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always shone through them. And we thank Allah for blessing us that we have a bit of knowledge about these people and that we have the love of them in our hearts. Out of the ones today that we are going to talk about is Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wassalam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
I urge all my brothers, sisters, small or young or old or elders, for you to take a look at the history, and not just for the fact of knowing the names or the events, but actually learning from history of the lessons that there is to be taught. Because if we do not learn it, then we are going to repeat it again. And the generations that are going to come, they're going to know the events and they're going to know the people who were in the events, but they're not going to also learn, and this vicious cycle is going to continue. So history is there not for the entertainment of the minds, as we sometimes take it, that we narrate history for entertainment purposes. Because when we narrate history, it's sort of like a video or a movie or something that goes through our imagination, and we're able to go through it. And in our mind, all of that history is narrated and there are pictures, and we sometimes use it as for the purposes of getting happy, or just having some sort of kind of an entertainment done. History is not there to be narrated for that purpose. History is there for the lessons to be learned so that we do not repeat the history again. There's a couple of concepts that I'm going to talk about, and inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses. One concept is where we have a kana lakum fi rasulillahi uswatun hasana, that indeed in the example of the Prophet you have the best role model. And the other concept is going to be for intercession, or as we know it, of shafa'at. These two we're going to talk about it and see what sort of relationship they both have. The people upon whom the prophets were sent, some of their main objections, and one of them that all of the prophets had to face was this, that they said that if you are really from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you should be an angel. Or that in Surah Hud, roughly translated, is that if you are really from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then some angels should have come down with you with some sort of treasures. But you look like us. You look like us, you are Bashar, you are a human being. So how are we to know that you are really from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Meaning their concept of someone who would be from Allah was something that they should look different than them. And this objection every nation gave to the prophets. The reply or rebuttal to that particular objection was that if on this earth were angels, then we would have sent an angel. But because on earth there are human beings, that is why we have chosen one person who is a human being who can come and give you the guidance that is supposed to be from Allah. And these human beings, they do not say anything from their own selves. Whatever they say, it is a wahi, it is a revelation from us. So there is a certain point here that we need to look at, and that is that just having the message delivered, if that was the purpose, an angel could have done that. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam could have come in the shape or of an angel or of a human being or whatever the case happened to be, like, just come and give the message. Quran as a book could have been revealed just in the same Quran that we have in our houses from the sky, we could have had it in our hands. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose that this guidance should be given to human beings by a human being who is going to be connected to the will and to the knowledge and the mercy and compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have in his character all of his qualities, so that there is an example that can be set that it is achievable. That the purpose of just delivering the message was one part for the prophets. But the bigger part was that this example should be set, precedent should be set, so that nobody comes and says, well, this is really nice and ideal, but it's not practical. As you find today that people are saying, you know, it's nice and everything that you're saying about ideology and ideal things and so forth, but it's not really practical in the time that we live in. These are all idealistic ideas, optimistic ideas, but when you look at the reality of this world, or the culture and society that we live in, or the time that we live in, it is not... What? It's not practical, it's not possible. The way human beings are made in nature, if you see an example, you will try to emulate. The way we learn from the very beginning is just emulate. जब देखें अब उर्दू में शायद बात कर लें थोड़ी सी क्या आप लोग इंग्लिश में तो बस के इंगोड़ जा रहे हैं काम पे चले गए वेकेशन पे चले गए मादरी ज़बान कोई सिखाता नहीं है मादरी ज़बान बच्चा अपनी माँ से जो सीखता है वो सिर्फ मिमिक करके सीखता है Mother tongue is not taught in schools. Mother tongue is taught by the mother when the child just mimics it. How to smile, hansne ka tareeka kisne sikhaya? How to cry, how to walk, how to sit down? Ye jo abhi aap baithe hue hain, aapka baithna takriban usi tarah se aap baithe jaise aapke abu baithte hote the. कभी अपने अबू के साथ खाना खाएं तो आप उसी तरह से बैठे होंगे जैसे वो बैठे इफ यू सिट डाउन इन फ्रंट ऑफ योर फादर यू विल बी काइंड ऑफ सिटिंग एग्जैक्टली द सेम वे यू विल बी स्माइलिंग द सेम वे यू विल बी वॉकिंग द सेम वे यू विल बी डूइंग ऑलमोस्ट एवरी सिंगल थिंग दैट यू आर डूइंग बाय इमिटेटिंग योर डैड अ लॉट ऑफ द पीपल से आई डोंट वांट टू बी लाइक माय डैड आई वुड लाइक टू बी बेटर व्हाटएवर द केस इज बट दे रियलाइज दैट ऑल ऑफ देयर लाइफ दे हैव जस्ट बीन इमिटेटिंग देयर डैड एंड दे बिकेम जस्ट लाइक देयर डैड And in English they are the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Basically, all of us in our lives, the way that you're dressed up, the way your haircut is, the way that you think, the way that you feel, the way that you act is, you've seen someone else do it, that is why you're doing it. ऐसे होता है कि आप किसी को देख के कुछ कर यानी जो कुछ भी आपने सीखा हुआ जिस तरह से भी आपका किरदार है जो सारा कुछ है वो इसी वजह से है कि आपने किसी और को देखा Whatever I'm saying in Urdu, I'm translating into English, so you don't have to be concerned in giving me those looks that I'm doing something wrong. I understand there are people who don't understand Urdu, but I'm translating exactly. So, aap salawat kar de Muhammad. The thing about it is that we have to realize that this is something in nature, implanted inside of us, that we are going to mimic. What we see is what we are going to do. And because this is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, that is one of the reasons why we need an example where it can be said that all of what is in religion is possible and practical. And for that particular reason, we have the guides and we have the role models. आपको बाप का किरदार अदा करना आप किसकी तरफ देख के करेंगे? अपने बाप को अपने बाप को देख के अगर आप बाप का किरदार अदा करेंगे तो जिस तरह से आपके अब्बू थे उसी तरह से आप बन जाएंगे अगर अब्बू ने गलतियां की तो वही गलतियां आप भी करेंगे तो इंसानियत कभी कमाल तक नहीं जा सकती Therefore, there should be some sort of examples that are there, that are perfect examples, that people can look at those examples, play their role, and humanity can go towards perfection or towards betterment. So if you want to find out how to act or what sort of role to play as a father, you should have a role of a father which is perfect. So that you can play that role and you can have the best result possible. हमें अपने अब्बू की तरह का अब्बू बनना है या हमें रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की तरह का बनना है Are we going to be a father like our own father or are we going to be a father like रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम Are we going to be a brother like our own brother? Are we going to be a brother like रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम or like Imam Ali अलैहि सलाम was a brother to रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम We're going to go to work. What kind of worker are we going to be? Are we going to be a worker that we know of in the corporate world that happens to be the person who climbs the ladder? Or are we going to be that worker that Imam Ali alayhi salam used to be a worker? जब आप आइमा मासूमीन की जिंदगी में देखते हैं तो आपको सारे के सारे किरदार सारे के सारे रोल जो कुछ भी आप अपनी जिंदगी के अंदर कर रहे हैं उसकी आपके पास एक एग्जाम्पल है सही है या गलत है जब आप यहाँ पे काम कर रहे होते हैं यानी वेयर हाउस डब्बों को उठाए इधर उधर किया पाकिस्तान में कह दिया कि आप क्या करते हैं कहते हैं जी मैं लॉजिस्टिक्स का मैनेजर हूँ यानी वी हैव अ हार्ड टाइम सेइंग टू द पर्सन बैक होम दैट यू नो आई एम जस्ट डूइंग जनरल लेबर लिफ्टिंग बॉक्सेस फ्रॉम वन साइड टू द अदर वाई शुड वी हैव अ डिफिकल्ट टाइम सेइंग टू द अदर पर्सन दैट आई एम जस्ट अ रेगुलर वर्कर मेकिंग मिनिमम वेज व्हाई When we look at our leaders, when we look at our examples, when we look at Imam Masumin alayhi salam, they used to work. And the work was, in a lot of the cases, it was mazduri, like it was hard work, labor work. Imam Ali alayhi salam had no apprehensions to be going to the field of a person and doing labor. Or Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam had no issues. Then why should we have issues telling to the other person that I'm just a regular worker? I drive a taxi, I do some labor work and so forth. It's because we've looked at our role model as maybe our dad or our uncle or mamu and cousin and so forth. And in our culture, someone who drives a taxi is looked down upon. Like we want all of our kids to become doctors, for example. Doctors, lawyers, engineers. Like mostly doctors. There was this guy, he was giving the speech and in the speech he said, you know, let your kids become something else other than doctors, let them be like, you know, journalists and so forth and so forth. So when the person finished his speech, he comes down and another person asked him the question, he goes, So what do your kids do? So alhamdulillah, they're all doctors. Right? So our thing is, like, why is it that all of them have to be doctors or that? Is because the society or culture is our role model. Our culture is our role model. If in our culture there is status conscious complex, if we are complexed by inferiority complex, then what we are going to be is just try our very best to not, you know, to have something of a higher status or a lawyer, doctor, so that this inferiority complex stays inside of us. Not to break it. Because our role model becomes the society, the culture, the parents, the friends, the brothers, the economic system, the government system, all of that becomes our role model. And whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent on this earth for being examples, we leave them aside. Where do we have in Shias a father like Ali? Show me a husband like Ali. Show me a wife like Bibi Fatima Zahra.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Show me brothers who are to each other like Imam Ali was to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Show me that. Every single Imam was the example for each and every single time, the example that they had was of the Prophet. Meaning Imam Ali alayhisalam took the Prophet as an example and he walked on his way. He lived his life the way the Prophet would have lived. Meaning what? If the Prophet was alive and you were to put the Prophet in the shoes of Imam Ali, he would have also stayed in his house for 25 years doing what he did. If you took the Prophet and you put him in Imam Hassan alayhisalam's shoes, the Prophet would have done exactly the same thing as Imam Hassan alayhisalam. Agar aap Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko Karbala mein le jayein aur Imam Hussain ki jagah pe khada kar dein, to Karbala ke andar Imam Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam bhi usi qurbani ko anjaam dete jis qurbani ko Imam Hussain sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne anjaam diya. Would have done exactly the same in all of the Imam Masumin alaihi wasallam's times. If you were to take the Prophet and put them in their shoes, he would have done exactly the same, because all of them followed the example of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Salawat for him.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And they showed to us that how you are supposed to be in your life. People have drawn a line between this world and the hereafter. Deen aur dunya ke andar ye jo lakeer khinchi gayi, hamari lakeer khinchi hui hai. Khuda ne nahi khinchi. This line that we have done, okay, my job is dunya, coming here is deen. Coming to the Husainiya is deen, and going home is dunya. Having a wife is the dunya, having kids is dunya, eating, sleeping, walking, having clothes, all of that is dunya. Hereafter is namaz, roza, hajj, amar bil ma'ruf nahi munkar, dua, dua-i tawassul, dua-i kumail, Quran, recitation of it. And you know, if somebody really, really decides they go towards becoming a Maulana, that I am going for the Akhirat. The line between deen and dunya is created by us. It's not created by religion, nor by the Prophet, nor by the Imam Masumin, nor by the 124,000 Prophets that came before the Prophet. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, who has such a huge, massive kingdom, the way he used to feed his family, used to make baskets and sell it in the market, and money that he earned, he took care of his family. Imam Muhammad Baqir al-Islam, in the middle of the day, is in the middle of the day, he is on the field, you know, being a farmer on the field, plowing the land and so forth, and in the middle of the day, being very, very hot, and you know, he's coming back now with sweat everywhere, and two people are holding him because he's a bit weak. And a person sees him, says, you know what, this is the Rasul's son. And he's after the dunya. He's going in the middle of the day, farming, trying to earn his livelihood. Dunya is involved in dunya. Let me go and advise him. وہاں کے امام سے کہتے ہیں کہ آپ اتنے آپ تو اپنا رسول اللہ السلام علیکم اپنا رسول اللہ آپ تو دنیا کے آپ کے تو ابا و اجداد کی یہ سنت نہیں رہی, آپ کے ابا و اجداد تو دنیا میں نہیں آتے ہوتے, آپ کیوں دنیا میں آ گئے, اتنی گرمی کے ٹائم پہ آپ کیوں یہ کام کر رہے ہیں, why in the middle of the day you are working so hard for this world. And Imam replied, I would like to have God, Allah, see his slave working in the middle of the day, trying his very best to earn the sustenance that he is going to give. And the person when he heard that, so you know I came to advise but the son of the Prophet, but truly he is the son of the Prophet. He submitted to that. Your initial needs of food and shelter and house and everything is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created that, and He has created it that you are going to have those needs, you're going to fulfill those needs because these are the requirements of your body. If you do not have food, you will die. If you do not have shelter, you'll die. If you do not have clothes, you'll die. If you don't have a family, emotionally you'll never be satisfied. Emotionally you'll never feel complete. All of these things are required. The pleasures that he has put in those things has a purpose behind it. For example, an animal, if you put a hamburger in front of them, whether the hamburger fell off the grill or it's all dirty and everything else, or it's from McDonald's or Burger King or it's halal or whatever it is, an animal will go in front, you put the burger, whatever, half eaten, all dirty, 10 days old, doesn't matter, Burger King, whatever, you put it in front of it, it will eat it. Doesn't it? Some people are also like that, but they won't care. It's not that, you know, you put in front of that animal, you put a half-dead carcass, meat, will eat it. It doesn't care about that, but human beings, they do. They say, I'm not going to eat just raw meat, because it's not, my stomach's not made for that. I need to cook it, put, you know, 25 different masalas and have it cooked all night, and then, you know, jab tak ke wo gosht ki sara maza khatam nahi ho jata aur mirchon ka nahi aa jata, us waqt tak pakate rahenge. We like this taste, right? We have developed this taste. If we don't have pleasure in that, in food, we will not eat. If we do not eat, we die. In reality, the pleasures that have been put there, the purpose is that you are attracted to do the difficult tasks which will separate you from the animals. To build a social structure. To have a law system, to have ownership. All of this there, like for the pleasure, like when you get a new house, you feel really good, this is my house. The pleasures are there so that you are motivated to do it. If there was no pleasures, nobody would eat. Nobody would have a house. Nobody would wear clothes. Nobody would have, the progeny of Adam would have stopped. لیکن یہ جو اس چیز کے اندر مزے ہیں, یہ خدا نے جو ان چیزوں میں مزے رکھے ہیں, یہ ہمارا مقصد نہیں کہ ان مزوں کے پیچھے پھریں. Our purpose is not just for these pleasures we should live. If you're living for just those pleasures, then yes, you're a worldly person. But if you're having those pleasures and you're having understanding that the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in this, that I should have these pleasures by right means, you're not a worldly person. You are going to go and earn your livelihood because Allah has said this is wajib on you. You cannot stay at home. There were some people the Prophet saw, they were just sitting, not doing anything. He said, who are you? He said, we are doing tawakkul on Allah. So tawakkul on Allah, no, you are not mutawakkilin, you are muttaqin. Okay, you are not doing tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are just burden. You are a burden to the society, you are the burden to the community, you are a burden to your family, you are not doing reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you are not doing anything. reality, whatever that you're going to do, which is by the boundaries of Islam, by the laws of Islam, the roles that you're going to play as a father and my sisters, as a mother or as sisters, or my little brothers as brothers to their sisters or brothers to their brothers, or grandfather or grandmother or husband or wife, all of these roles are actually, if you play it according to the example of Imam Masumin alayhi salam, it is worship. Your every walking, living moment is worship in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes, sure.
Imam Sajjad,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Zainul Abidin, he is the beauty to the worshippers. The worshippers get their beauty by having Imam Zainul Abidin standing in their saf. Him being in the group of worshippers, the worshippers are going to be beautified. If worship was just namaz, roza, hajj, doing du'as, then you should see a life different than what Imam Zainul Abidin lived. The beauty of worshippers is working, the beauty of worshippers is going and getting the sustenance which is wajib on him to get for his family. If it was that worship was just what we have thought it to be, then you should not have read anywhere in history that Imam worked. You should not have read anywhere in history that he was a father. You should not have read anywhere in history that he was a brother to anybody or a friend to anybody. You should not have read any of that. You should have only read that he had a tasbih in his hands and he was on his janamas, on musalla, and just doing the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from day in to day night. Day in and day out, night to day, day to night, that's all you should have heard. Do not think that you are after the world. You are after the world if you are after those worldly pleasures, and that is why you're living. But if you're not after the worldly pleasures, you understand the worldly pleasures are for you to be motivated. So after you receive those pleasures, you say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Oh Allah, you have blessed me with this sustenance. Oh Allah, you blessed me with this pleasure. Oh Allah, you blessed me with this house. Oh Allah, you blessed me with this wife. Oh Allah, you blessed me with these kids. Alhamdulillah. All praise belongs to you. It is not from me, it is from you. What is wrong is from me. What is good is from you. If in my life I have difficulties, I should look if I am at fault. Because the fault cannot be associated to you. I cannot blame my kismat. Meri to kismat hi kharab hai, sab chuk. Jo log kismat ko kharab kehte hain, wo khuda ki taraf ungli utha rahe hain. Objection de rahe hain khuda ko. People say my destiny is bad, they are objecting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a lot of things that we can talk about, but regardless of what I'm going to talk about, you still are going to live the way you're going to live. Unless you decide that now you will walk, talk, sleep, go to work, be a father, be a brother, just like I'm a Muslim. Think before you are going to do something, would Imam do it? Before you're going to say something to someone, think that whether Imam would say it. Before you're going to fight with your wife, there was this person, you know, he said, hey, buddy, he said that, you know, you should become like, he was saying to his wife, you should become like Bibi Fatima. You should be a wife like Bibi Fatima, Zahra. So the wife replied, you should also become a husband like Imam Ali. There was a TV show, and they did a survey of couples, you know, and they asked in the survey, the couples who have never fought, please apply, because we are going to have a show and we would like you to participate in that show. So they got one entry, They were married for over 50 years, and they said in the entry that they never fought with each other. मैंने हमें राज बताएंगे ये आप लोगों की कैसे हैं कि 50 साल से हैं और कभी आपकी लड़ाई नहीं हुई. You know what's your secret? That you were married for 50 years, you don't have a friend. The husband says, you know, कि सारी बड़ी-बड़ी जो decisions होती हैं ना हम बनाते हैं सब छोटी-छोटी ये बनाती हैं और मन में कोई मुख्तलिफ कोई इख्तलाफ कोई मुश्किल नहीं होती. All the big decisions I make, all the small decisions she makes. So we're happy. The person was interviewing, he said, okay, tell me a big decision that you make. Okay, just now say, hum ye decide karte hain ke America jayega kisi jagah pe apni army leke ya nahi jayega. Tel ki price upar jayegi, niche jayegi. Interest rate badhega ya nahi badhega. So, any, I decide all of the things that are internationally happening, I decide. Okay. So what are the little things that your wife decides on? So little things like, mere bacche school mein kahan padhenge, main kaun si job karunga, main subah shirt kaun si pehen ke jaunga, khana kya pakega, bachon ki aage shaadiyan kaise hongi, kiske saath hongi. You know, she decides what my bank account is going to be, how much money is going to be in my savings and checkings, what are we going to do for the mortgage, which house we're going to buy, where I'm going to work, who my kids will get married and so forth. These are all the little things that my wife decides. That is why we don't have a problem with each other. That's why my marriage will say. So this is not a way to have a marriage. तो इंटरनेशनल अफेयर्स में आपका क्या लगे कि कौन किधर जा रहा है? The household has the authority of Allah as a responsibility on the husband. The husband has the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to implement on the house. Are you with me? Not their own authority. कि मेरा जो दिल चाहता वही होगा घर में. मेरे कहने के अलावा कुछ नहीं होगा इस घर में. नहीं, ऐसा नहीं है. जो खुदा कहता है उसके अलावा इस घर में और कुछ नहीं होगा. Not that what I want this will happen, but whatever Allah wants, that's what's going to happen in the house. जो खुदा की अथॉरिटी है वो मैं लगाऊंगा इस घर के अंदर. खुदा की अथॉरिटी नाफिज करूंगा. I'm going to implement the authority of Allah. This responsibility is on the shoulders of the husband. Not their own authority. Not the authority of the culture, what a husband is supposed to be in the Eastern culture, so that is the way I'm going to be. No. The authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to be implemented in the house through the husband. So in all of your roles, whatever you're going to do, if you have the example, you have the best of examples, you do your roles that way. You live your life knowing that the pleasures are there to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but not to live for them. That is not the purpose for which you were created for. You have a purpose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you. Then nothing that you will do would be for dunya. Everything that you will do would be for the what? So that was the one point. Now the point about intercession, how many minutes have we got?
33 minutes.
Intercession is something which we have as a part of our ideology. It's not just us, but other schools of thought also have intercession in their ideology. Like other schools of thoughts, and we believe that a child which has gone from this world before they became baligh is going to be able to intercede for their parents. See, jo bachcha baligh hone se pehle chala gaya, wo apne maa-baap ki shafaat kar sakta hai roze mahshar. He will not enter heaven until parents do. ये सब के हाँ कबूल है. कोई ऐसा मसला नहीं है कि यहाँ पे मजहब का ताल्लुक है. सब इसको कबूल करते हैं. We know that Toba does shafaat. Toba will intercede. We know that Quran will intercede. Quran shafaat करेगा. We know that ulama will do intercession. These are all common. That scholars, there will be certain scholars who will be able to intercede. Shafaat. Now when you look at the concept of shafaat or intercession, you understand that it has commonalities between all schools of thought. Where there might be a difference is, for example, we have that Imam Masumin al-Muslim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will do shafaat. Now the fact of the matter is that if our other schools of thought just look at their lives, they will understand that there was no one more knowledgeable in history than our Imam Masumin when they lived. Meaning there was nobody who was a greater scholar in the time of Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam other than him. For no one was a greater scholar other than Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam or Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam or Imam Ali Naqi alayhi salatu wasalam. So if you're going to say the scholars will be able to do intercession, then why don't you understand that they can also do intercession? Absolutely. According to your belief. The thing about it is this concept of intercession, we have to sort of understand a little bit, then all of the things will connect and make sense. And if it does make sense, it is sort of an eye-opener and you know, our lives can sort of change if we can understand that. So if you allow, I can spend 15-20 minutes trying to explain that, if you allow it.
Bismillah.
Okay. So, salawat wa
salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Shafaat, from the Arabic word shuf, shuf means pear. And I'm going to go very, very quickly. Means pair, like a pair of socks, pair of glasses. What is it? Do they say pair of glasses? Pair of eyes. Hey, pair, sure. Pair of socks, shoes. They don't say pair of glasses, right? But you understand pair, right? These two things are together. When they are together, they are called a pair. If you have one sock missing, you cannot call it a pair of socks. It's just one sock. So when the two socks are together, you say a pair of socks. Going very, very quickly and not making any preliminaries. لَكَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُصْوَةٌ حَسَنًا means that in the example of the Prophet, you have the best role model, meaning what? That you should pair up with the Prophet. Are you with me? You should pair up with the Prophet. By pairing up with the Prophet, you can go from Asfal al-Safilin to A'la Aliyin. That this journey of coming out from the lowest of the depths of lower than animals, you can go and climb higher than the angels can reach. But in this journey, you need to pair up. I'm getting Urdu mein hamsafar. Kehte hain we call in hamsafar hamsa. Listen, hamsafar, it's the same thing. You are traveling, because you are traveling, you say that this travel, I need to have hamsafar, I need to have someone that I will travel together with. And when two people are traveling, it is recommended that one becomes a leader, the other follows. Do log jab travel kar rahe hote hain, toh ye mustahab hai ki ek leader ban jaye, dusra usko follow kare. Ye jo قُرْبَةً إِلَى اللَّهِ قُرْبَةً إِلَى اللَّهِ قُرْبَةً إِلَى اللَّهِ ہم چاہتے ہیں کہ خدا کے نزدیک ہو جائے. We want to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سیر و سلوک, this journey of spirituality going from your طبیعت to your fitrat and above your fitrat, is this not a journey? Is life not a journey? Is life not a journey?
It is.
Is your spiritual, is that not a journey? It is a journey. So like any other journey, you need a hamsafar. You need a partner that will go with you in this journey. The concept is that this journey of life, take your partner, pair up with the Prophet. Pair up with Imam Ali. You have a choice. You have 14 You have 14 examples of the Prophet. Abbaluna Muhammad, Ausutuna Muhammad, Kulluna, Akhiruna Muhammad, Kulluna, Muhammad
sallallahu
So take him, let's say I have taken, going very, very quickly, so you have to stay with me so we can get to the conclusion. Going very, very quickly, I have taken to be my life partner as Imam Ali al-Sadr. That is, in this journey of life, I'm going to partner up with Imam Ali al-Sadr, and he is going to be my leader, I'm going to follow him. And by me following him, whatever he is going, I'm going to go. So the way he was a father, I'm going to be. The way he was a brother, I'm going to be. The way he was a worker, I'm going to be. The way he went through the journey of life, I will go through the journey of life, him being my partner and my leader. And guess what's going to happen on the Day of Judgment? I will see that this partnership, this shafa'at, actually brought me to the doorsteps of heaven.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
But was I able to see that effect in this world? Yani main apni zindagi mein aaya ye dekh saka? Main nahi dekh saka. Maine imam ko apna imam banaya, imam ko apna hamsafar banaya. Is duniya ki safar ko maine unke saath tay kiya. Jahan jahan unhone kadam rakha, maine apna kadam rakha. Jis tarah se wo baap the, us tarah se baap bana. Ab mujhe nazar nahi aa raha ki main jannat ke darwaze pe khada hu, lekin jab aankh band hogi to uska asar nazar aayega. In this world, we cannot see the intercession. We cannot see, if I was to pair up with Imam Ali al-Sassam, what I will see in this world, people throwing stones at me. I will see people wanting to cut my tongue. I will see people putting me in jail. I will see that in my life, of what people did to them. I would see that if I walked on the steps of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, I will be in chains. I would have to walk on thorns. This is what I will see in my life, and a few would be my friends. A few would be my sincere friends. A few will be with me. But on the Day of Judgment, what I will see is not that people will be throwing stones at me. I will see angels throwing flowers at me. I will not see the shackles on the Day of Judgment. I will see a light inside of me, which will illuminate the whole field of judgment. Rose Mashar, mere noor se munawwar ho jayega. We cannot see this in this world. What we see in this world is the people who are with Muawiyah. They have big houses. They have knives, nobody's throwing stones at them. This is what the people at the time of Imam Hussain saw. That the ones who were with Yazid, they had a big house, they had all of this, they had everything. They did not have any danger to their life, they did not have nobody throwing stones at them, they had nobody putting them in prisons. They had money coming to them. This is one of the reasons why there were very few followers to Imam Ali, and there was a lot of followers of his enemy. Imam Hussain said, who is there who will be able, who is willing to shed blood from their forehead, from in Makkah? What are you saying? To shed blood from our foreheads? I'd rather stay here. So we can see. The sixth Imam, إمام زين العابدين عليه الصلاة والسلام
اللهم صل على محمد وآل
محمد. There's verses of that prayer.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
He had four people that used to come to him to take lessons, to learn. Four people. You would think that after the event of Karbala, such a massive event in history, there should be a lot more people that would come to Imam Zainul Abidin. And they were not. There was only four. At the time of Imam Mubarak, there were approximately 400. At the time of Imam Jafar Sadiq, approximately 6,000. 4 to 6,000. But how many were actually followers? The sixth Imam who had 6,000 students, a person says, you have 100,000 Shias, you should go and you should do your revolutions. Imam says, if I had this many Shias, I would have done the revolution. How many Shias were there? The person counted, because Imam pointed out towards these babies of this castle and the boy that was taking care of them. The person counted, there were 17. A person comes, Imam, we have 100,000 Shias, okay. You should get up, you should do your inqilab, you should bring your revolution, okay. Here's the oven, open the door, go jump in it. Can do it, sleep, chalo. Go. Close the door, open, flowers. How many of you, how many are there like this? He's probably the only one saving. Why did we not have enough Shias of the 12, of the 11 and the 12 Imams? It's because if you were to walk with them as their followers, you will not be able to get all of the pleasures of this world the way you desire. But you will have more difficulties and hardships on this path. But on the Day of Judgment, it's a different story. We cannot see it. When you commit a sin, do you see it? When someone is doing dog biting, do you see that the person is, you know, biting on the flesh of their dead brother? Aapko nazar aata hai ki wo bhai ka gosht kha raha hai, maze le leke, mare hue bhai ka, mayyat ko noch noch ke kha raha hai. Nazar aata hai aapko? Wo shakhs jo ke yatimon ka maal khata hai, usko jab aap dekhte hain, ये लग रहा होता है कि वो आग खा रहा है. कैन यू सी दैट दैट इज ईटिंग फायर. यू कैन सी इट. द पर्सन हु इज लिसनिंग टू म्यूजिक, कैन यू सी कि वो अपने सरिये को गर्म करके लाल करके अपने कानों में डाल रहा है. आयरन रॉड मेड इन टू सो हॉट दैट बिकम्स रेड इज पुटिंग इन टू हिज इयर्स. कैन यू सी इट. नहीं नजर आता. इसी तरह से वो जो लोग जिन्होंने इमाम के लिए पत्थर खाए हैं, वो हमें सिर्फ पत्थर ही नजर आए, लेकिन हकीकत में वो फूल थे. रोजे माशर में देखेंगे क्या है. वी कैन नॉट सी द एक्चुअल इफेक्ट्स ऑफ आवर सिंस और ऑफ आवर गुड डीड्स. सो इफ आई मेड इमाम एज माय पार्टनर and we are going towards this journey of life, on the Day of Judgment, I will see that he was holding my hand throughout Pulisrat. Agar main imam ko apni zindagi ke is safar ke andar unko apna hum safar bana leta hu, unke saath chalta hu, unke piche piche chalta hu, to roze maashe mein mujhe isi zindagi ka jo asar udhar nazar aayega, wo ye hoga ke Pulisrat mein unhone mera haath pakda hua hai. और मुझे जन्म में गिरने नहीं दे रहे. लेकिन इफ इन दिस वर्ल्ड वी डिड नॉट एंड आई डिड नॉट मेक इमाम अली एज माय पार्टनर टू लिव दिस जर्नी ऑफ लाइफ, आई विल नॉट सी द इंटरसेक्शन ऑफ हिम ऑन दैट डे, बिकॉज देयर इज नथिंग टू शो. Whatever the camera has, like if there is a projector, whatever is inside of the projector gets projected on the wall. Don't expect anything other than what is inside. So what is being projected right now, you cannot see. On the Day of Judgment, you will see. Why does Quran intercede? The people who learn Quran, who study Quran, who learn the tafsir, who learn the explanation, when they change their lives, on the Day of Judgment they will see the projection of Quran doing intercession for them. The people who ask for true forgiveness, on the Day of Judgment they will see that Tawbah will be doing intercession for them. The people who actually follow those scholars, and by learning from those scholars they change their lives, they will see on the Day of Judgment that those scholars have done intercession for them. الدُّنْيَا مَزْرَعَةُ الْآخِرَةِ. This world is the farmland of the hereafter. Whatever you're going to sow, you're going to reap in the hereafter. If you have sown ghibat, you will see the effects of it. You will see the fruit of ghibat. If you've sown Tawmat, you will see Tawmat. If you've sown Taqwa, you will see Taqwa. If you've sown patience, you will see patience. Chughalkhori ka beej laga ke aap expect karte hain ki roze maashay mein aapko jannat ke phal khila jaye. Hamari ye expectation hai. Chughalkhori ka beej boya aur ab hum jannat ke andar expect kar rahe hain ki hamare liye takht se achhe achhe phal jaye wo la jaye. We're expecting that, we're sowing. For example, it's like you sow apple and then you expect oranges will come out. Either this, that you say that Ad-Dunya Mazra'atul Akhirah is not the hadith of the Prophet, or you say that it is the hadith of the Prophet and the Prophet said it, then whatever you're going to sow, you're going to reap. Do not expect any different. And I know what I've reaped. Mujhe pata maine kis क्या फसल लगाई है, मुझे पता है कि मुझे उधर से क्या मिलना. I know what I've reaped, I know what I've sown. This is the reality. To think that on the Day of Judgment we become whatever the way that we are, and then on the Day of Judgment in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam Ali will be saying, that's okay, he broke all of your laws, he drank, he committed adultery, he did ghibat, he did tale-telling, he did tuhmat, he did not praise namaz, he didn't go fast, he did not go for hajj, he did not do any of the obligations, but it is okay, let him go. Ali, who is not willing to spend one drop for ghayrullah, will do that for us on the Day of Judgment. Ya Mawla, in this world you did not allow one drop of, you know, oil of the lamp being wasted other than for the sake of Allah, you know, used for other than for the sake of Allah. On the Day of Judgment you'll just say, it's okay. That to your relative in his hand you put metal, there were rocks, there were, you know, that you came out in the market with a stick in your hand. That whoever was doing less, was using less weight, or was trying to cheat other people, Imam would tell them, why are you doing this? That your enemies know that you were the most just. But today your friends don't understand that. Yes, sir. Shafa'at is there, intercession is there, but it is only if we pair up with our Imams, we pair up with the Prophet, we pair up with our Masumin alayhi salam, we go through this journey of life with them, and you will see that they are there, not just on the Day of Judgment, they will be there waiting for you at the door of death. Imam Zainal Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam will be saying,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Imam Zainal Abidin will be standing and he will say, Marhaba, welcome, Khosh Amadi, please come. For you are a person who learned from my example that you cried on the fact that when I saw Bibi Zainab without chador, You learn from my example that when I saw that the daughters of the Prophet did not have the hijab and the way, in my heart I felt the pain. And my ghairah made me to the point where I almost gave my life. Then my heart started to tremble and my feet started to tremble and my body started to tremble, and I was thinking, how will I be able to go through these streets of Kufa when in front of me were the daughters of the Prophet without hijab? That from my example you learned and you had enough courage inside of your heart to make sure that your sisters, that your mothers, that your wives, all of them, they did not go out of the house without hijab. Marhaba. That through my example you learned that it was your responsibility to let the others know what was the purpose of Imam Hussein through the crying and azab of Imam Hussein. Marhaba. That I lived after Karbala, and it was my way to tell people what happened and what was the purpose of Imam Hussein, my father, that when I looked at water, I cried. When I saw someone slaughter the animal, I went to them and I asked them, did you give water to this animal? No. That when I went to the market and I saw that there was meat that was cut, I would sit down and cry, and those people would put, they would hide the cut meat so I don't cry. That when I sat down to eat, the hunger of Imam Hussein, the hunger of the kids, the hunger of those kids that were in the prison of Sham, I remembered and I started crying. You know, you as well, when you looked at food, you as well, when you looked at food, you remembered the hunger of Imam Hussein, the hunger of the children of the Prophet, and you started crying. And when you were crying, people asked, why are you crying? And you said, I'm remembering the hunger of Imam Hussein, I'm remembering the hunger of the little kids. And then people would ask you, why are you crying? What happened? And you would tell them, this is what happened. You learn from me. You change yourself. You learn that in front of the tyrant, when I was standing in the courtyard of Yazid, you learn from me that in front of the tyrant, you should put a voice of truth regardless of what your condition is. This musiba that started, you know, Imam went through Kufa and Sham. This going through Kufa and Sham, you cannot, like, we'll try to, you know, in your mind you already have the pictures, you already know how it was, that these cities would have individuals who were wearing this dress of happiness. Sabne apne libas fakhe pehne hue hote the. اور تمام کے تمام تماشائیوں کی نگاہ رسول کی بیٹیوں کی طرف ہوتی تھی. سب کے سب کوفہ میں یا شام میں صرف آئے اس وجہ سے تھے کہ جا کے تماشا دیکھیں گے. They went just to go and see the daughters of the Prophet without hijab. They wanted to go and see the humiliation of them being put in as prisoners. The ones who were all of them put into one rope. کہ شام کے اس دروازے سے گزارا گیا اس قافلے کو کہ جہاں سے وہ جو غیر مسلم ہوتے تھے ان کو گزارتے تھے. From the door of the city of Sham they were put through where the non-Muslims used to go through. If you've been to Sham, you know this market is not that big. From morning, from Fajr time till Maghrib, this caravan, اس قافلے کو صبح سے شام تک پھرایا گیا. بار بار چکر لگواتے تھے. Kabhi patthar phenkte the, kabhi mazak udate the. Can you try to understand the feeling Imam Zainul Abidin had? It's no wonder that when he is asked what was the most difficult time for you, he said, Ash-Sham, Ash-Sham, Ash-Sham. Coming back to Medina, he remembered Sham. Every time he would look at Bibi Zainab and her arms, her hands would show the signs of those ropes. He would remember Sham when he would look at his own hands, the signs of those shackles. He remembered Sham every time he looked at his neck, because it had the signs. Tok ke nishan, ab wo tok aisa tok tha ke lohe ka tok tha, uske keel jo hai wo generally bahar nikale hote the, ye jo tok imam ke pehnaya, uske keel andar the. The nails were inside of this necklace made of iron, and would get hot and it would burn the skin of Imam Zainul Abidin. Not just go and injure it, burn it. He had permanent marks that he would have to look at and others would look at it. But when Imam Muhammad Baqir was giving him ghusl, he saw some other marks that were not, those marks were not the sign. They were not the signs of the beatings. They were not the signs of the shackles. Imam Baqir says that when I was giving Baba ghusl, then on his stomach, the marks, the taziyanon ke nishan the, unko to main pehchan gaya. Jo chhadiyon ke nishan the, pehchan gaya. Jo tok ke nishan the, pehchan gaya. Zanjeeron ke nishan the, pehchan gaya. لیکن کہتے ہیں کہ کچھ ایسے نشان تھے بابا کے کمر پر کہ میں نہیں پہچان سکا. I could not recognize those signs. I could not recognize those wounds. How did Imam get those? Then Imam says that, you know, I remember at night my Baba used to get up. In the middle of the night he would get up and he would have the burden of the food that he would take to the poor people of the city. کہ میرے بابا کے وہ کمر کے اوپر نشان وہ نشان تھے جو کہ کھانے کو اٹھا اٹھا کے پڑ گئے تھے کہ غریبوں کو جا کے کھانا کھلاتے ہوتے تھے. That Imam al-Masum who had the responsibility to take the daughters of the Prophet from Kufa to Sham, Sham to Karbala, back to Medina. Allah, for every thorn that went in his feet, for every pain that he felt on that journey, for every heart that sank when he saw the daughters of the Prophet without chadar, without hijab, for every single difficulty that our Imam went through, out of your mercy and compassion, please allow us to be able to see the coming of our Imam. امام سجاد کے توپ کے زخموں کے نشانوں کا واسطہ, زنجیروں کے نشانوں کا واسطہ, امام کے اس ٹوٹے ہوئے دل کا واسطہ. میرے مولا جو واسطہ لینا چاہو واسطہ دے کے کہتے ہیں ہمارے امام کو جلد از جلد لے آ. اللہ پلیز ایکسیپٹ آور ورشپ, پلیز ایکسیپٹ آور اسٹرگلز, پلیز ایکسیپٹ دا تھنگز دیٹ وی ڈو فار یور سیک, پلیز پیوریفائی آور انٹینشنز. Please make ourselves united on one purpose. Please allow us to be able to live our lives together.
Amen.
Please forgive our sins. Please increase into the levels of the Shuhada. Please give patience to the ones who have been left behind.
Amen.
Allow us to be able to do our responsibility to the widows, of the Shuhada, to the orphans of the Shuhada. Protect the Islamic government and have it connected with the great revolution. Protect all of our ulama, protect our marathi, have their guidance and light reach us with ease. Give us an opportunity to make Imam Muslim and the Prophet as our example so that we can live this journey of life with them, and that on the Day of Judgment we are resurrected with them, and that in heaven we are with them. The enemies of Allah who did all of the atrocities, increase in their punishment, get them out of the circle of your mercy. O Allah, please make us from the friends and followers of our 12th and all, making commission as possible.